Hello. You're on your way to heaven. Don't worry. Everything is fine. I made sure of it. You will be welcomed with open arms. But I need to see you privately before I guide you further. In just a second, you will open your eyes and you will be with me. It's not as scary as it sounds. I promise. Not that I am scary. I mean, the waking up at a different place. I'll explain the rest when you see me. Don't panic. It's going to be all right.
Hi there. Welcome to my home. I understand you're worried, but I assure you, everything is fine. Just take a deep breath and let me explain a few things. Will you let me? Please? Thank you. Right now, you've left your body on Earth, and I've granted you access to heaven. But I made a decision not entirely in line with our rules here. But I couldn't just let you slip by. I brought you here, to me. You can say I'm your personal angel. My job is to follow your life and at the end make a decision on whether or not you're worthy of heaven. Ever since you were born, I've watched you. I remember it all so vividly. The happiness and joy. The little you had, but more importantly, your sorrow and agony. No, wait! Don't freak out on me! This is real. It's just as real as everything else you've been through. Here, take my hand! Do you feel it? How soft and warm it is? I promise, this is real. You're not dreaming. Okay, I'll cut to the chase. I've seen the pain you've gone through. I know the kind of man you are. The kindness you show, the honesty and humbleness you carry yourself with, and your caring and compassionate personality. All to have it thrown back in your face. Time and time again, you do what's right, only to receive hatred and suffering in return. You've been deprived of true love your entire life. Yet, you seem to exude love as naturally as sun gives out heat. No, it's true. Test me. Ask me anything about your life and I'll tell you. Maybe then you will believe me. That's a trick question. You didn't eat any breakfast yesterday. Oh? I'm surprised you remember that. The first time you managed to tie your own shoes? Well, one of them at least, was the day you started preschool. God, I even remember the adorable face you made when you realized you had done it. You were so proud of yourself. See? I told you. I've been with you your entire life. Hey! No, don't be sad. I understand this is hard to grasp. But please listen to what I have to say. Come, let me hug you. Do you feel my warmth surrounding you? Just let me stay like this. Now, the reason I had to step in and bring you here is you deserve to be happy for a change. You deserve a person who can love and appreciate you as you are. Someone can share their joy and happiness with you. And I want to be that person. You can stay here with me if you would have me. I want to be with you. I've lived longer than you can comprehend. During all this time, I've watched countless people's lives. Some decent, some good, and some downright vile. But I've never seen a person like you. You truly are an extraordinary person. I understand your apprehension. You don't know me. You've never seen me, talked to me, or even known I exist. But I know you felt my presence. At the worst points of your life, you felt a hope, a soft, caring warmth. It was me. Listen, here's the thing. We have a limited amount of time before you have to make your decision. We only have tonight. When you wake up tomorrow, you already have made your choice. If you decide to stay, you will be like you are now. We will start our own lives together from here. I'll show you the way of things, and we can be together forever. If you don't want to be with me, you will still wake up in heaven. I've already given you access, but you will be a new you, reborn, able to make new decisions and make new memories. I will tell you, while this is heaven, it is not a paradise. Much like on Earth, people can make poor decisions here as well. I can understand how that confuses you a bit. Humans usually think heaven is a place made of clouds and pillow forts. Truth is, as you can see, it's pretty much just like down on Earth. With some differences, obviously. But you'll get the hang of it as time goes on. So, with all this said, will you allow me to show you the kindness and love you deserve? You don't have to believe me for now, I guess. Just let me show you. Great! Let me start by showing you my... our bedroom. It's just down the hall. Follow me. Here we are. This is where I sleep. Before you say anything, yes, I like pink. Please, take a seat on the bed. It's very comfy, isn't it? Like actual clouds, you say? I'm glad you like it. I guess some things are like you'd expect from heaven. I mean, angels and all that. You don't think I'm an angel because I don't have wings? I do have wings. They're just hidden for now. I thought you'd like me more in my human form. I tried really hard to suit your taste, you know. I even picked out this shirt and skirt for you. Aren't they cute? How do I know your tastes? Well, I mean, I've been with you since, yeah, the start. I've seen the kind of girls you look at and the porn you're into. No, it's not creepy. Anyway, my wings. Do you want to see them? Sure. Let me just get out of this shirt. What are you doing? Why are you looking at the wall? Aw, you're so adorable! Love, like I said, I tried to fit your tastes. if you're not going to look at me, that will defeat the purpose of it. Don't you like my milky white skin? I thought you'd be excited to see me like this. Some light curves you can hold on to. Long, blonde hair. And I've even learned to use my... You'll see. I know my boobs aren't exactly the size you like, though. But I'm not too far off, am I? Let me get my bra off, too, so you can judge for yourself. Well? Are you going to say anything? Or just keep staring? Why, thank you. And yes, you may touch them. Hold on. Let me get on your lap. Oh, you don't have to blush. Okay, fill me up to your heart's content. I take it you're actually quite satisfied with my breast then. You seem completely enthralled by them. I guess this is the first time you touched a girl, after all. You don't have to be ashamed about that. Many guys your age haven't touched a girl yet. Way more than you think. Besides, it only makes this more special, doesn't it? Hey, let me straddle you... like this. Now, blink your eyes. Just do it. Did I scare you? You're so cute. You look like you finally actually believe this is all true. You like my wings? Want to touch them? Go ahead. They're soft, aren't they? It's feathers. You can pluck one if you like. No, it didn't hurt at all. Don't worry. And look, it's already grown out again. Isn't the feather beautiful, though? It practically glows in the light. And... I can't believe you just tickled my nose with it. You're so precious. Hey, blink again. Thank you. Yep, I hid my wings. How am I doing that? That would take so long to explain. Let's save that for another day, okay? It's something you'll just have to get used to. And I did it because... it'll make pulling you down on the bed easier. You know... You're actually a really good kisser. It's okay, love. I don't care. I don't care if you're inexperienced. I even said you're good. So, show me more. Mm-mm. 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 rid of your shirt. You know, I praised you for what a good person you are. But I'm not going to lie. You are so smoking hot. I'd fear my wings would catch on fire. Yes, it was cheesy, but it's true. Now get it off. There's a chest of yours. Can I touch it? Please? It's so firm and, oh, goddamn sexy. It amazes me that you have such a hot body despite hardly working out. I love feeling you like this. Oh, and it seems like you appreciate my butt. You finally noticed, huh? I'm not wearing any panties. And I am soaked. Are you calling me a pervert? Oh, look at that ridiculous boner you have. It's almost tearing a hole in your pants. And how would that look, you think, if you entered heaven with pants completely torn? No, that wouldn't do. I think we better take them off. No complaints from you, is there? All right. Let's remove them. Let your cock be free. Holy. Wow. It looks so much bigger in person. Oh my. You liked that, didn't you? Oh, your cock twitched like crazy. It smells so much better than I imagined. Love. I'm gonna have a quick taste. But then I need to feel you and your cock inside me. I can't restrain myself anymore. Oh, I want you so bad. Oh, dear God. Your taste is so fucking divine. I can't believe I will have access to this cock every day. Okay. That's enough. For now. Let me lift my skirt for you. Do you see how wet my pussy is? Oh, it's literally dripping onto your legs. I haven't been this excited in my entire life. Ah, no. Just stay lying down like that. I will get on top. Ah, are you ready? I'm so ecstatic that I get to be your first. So much so that I don't think I'll be able to stop when I start riding you. I have wanted you your entire life for this moment. Good. Then here I go. It's in. You're finally in me. We're one. Do you feel it? We're connected. Yes. Please. Please kiss me again.
You're so fucking perfect.
No one could ever compare to you and your cock. Oh, shit. Kiss me. I need your tongue in my mouth. I'm ready for you. Yes. Fuck yes. Let it all out. Drown my fucking pussy with your cum. I need it. Yes. Do it. Come for me. I'm coming. Now. Please, no. Inside me a bit longer. I'm just going to lie down on your chest for a bit. Oh, that was perfect. You're perfect. I hope you enjoyed your first time as much as I did. I'm glad you liked it. Lift your shoulders a second. I'm going to put my wings under your arms. I don't want to get off you to get a blanket. We can just snuggle with these. Nice, isn't it? I'll stroke your back with it. You know, I really do love you. I understand you can't say the same to me, but I know you'd be good to me, and I know I'll be good to you too. I'm not going to pressure you anymore. I just really wanted you to know. You're starting to feel exhausted? Yeah, me too. It took me a lot of my energy to even get you here. And after that fantastic sex, yeah, I'm completely drained. So listen, before you black out, you'll have to decide in your sleep. Don't worry. I can't explain it, but it's not something you'd miss. If you choose to stay with me, you'll wake up here with me. Or, if you want to start over, you'll wake up at a new place in heaven. I will know in the morning what choice you made. I think we're going to black out now. Do what you think is best for you. I'm just happy I get to fall asleep with my arms wrapped around us like this. And you still inside me. Good night, my love. Good morning.